This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic House managers have started making their case in the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Lead impeachment manager Representative Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, repeated calls for the trial to hear from both witnesses and to see documents from the Trump administration.
The House believes that an impartial juror, upon hearing the evidence that the managers will lay out in the coming days, will find that the Constitution demands the removal of Donald J. Trump from his office as President of the United States.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman and Trump ally Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he hasn't been convinced that anything Trump did warrants impeachment.
When it comes to Donald Trump, they're willing to destroy the institution of the office in the name of getting him.
President Trump is accused of abusing his power by withholding military aid to Ukraine until it started investigations of a political rival. He's also accused of obstructing congressional investigations of that abuse of power. He has called the impeachment a hoax. The District of Columbia is suing President Trump's inaugural committee. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The suit accuses the committee of abusing nonprofit funds, saying it coordinated with the Trump family to grossly overpay for event space in the Trump International Hotel, just a few blocks from the White House. It alleges committee staffers knew they were paying prices that were grossly above market rate, but didn't consider less expensive alternatives. The committee is also accused of using nonprofit funds to throw a private party the night of the inauguration for three of Trump's children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. Trump's inaugural committee has maintained its finances were independently audited and all money was spent in accordance with the law. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.